This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want to say yes, Don Lamone, right? Yeah, okay, yeah, it's Halloween today, right? Oh, Don Lemon, that's okay. Well, I want to thank you. No, thank you so much. And you're in the great state of Florida. I hope you guys enjoy it. You can enjoy it. Thank you for exposing everything. Because we love you in Florida.
Don Lemonade gets busted, gets heckled in Florida. I wouldn't say he got busted. He got heckled. Yeah, another showcase of leftist hypocritical behavior. Don Lemon, as Tucker likes to call him, and his partner, they vacationed in Florida, maskless. And around all the sodomites who, pardon the pun, who didn't get the shot. The man who decries the maskers and the, quote, anti-vaxxers went to hang out with the very same people. You want to know why? Because he can't hang out with them in New York. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Don Lemon decides, can you just imagine the sanctimony you got to have? You talk smack against Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. Hey, Ron DeSantis is down there. He's a super spreader environment, blah, 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 which, of course, is nothing but lies. Florida is the safest country within America. It is its own country. Texas used to have those bragging rights. Florida's got them now. Just so you guys are aware, while you're listening to this program, I was hanging out with Governor DeSantis over the weekend, on Friday, in fact, right after I did the broadcast. So I'm going to give you some insights. But anyway, so DeSantis has made Florida a bustling community. I remember telling you guys, I went to Florida during when the pandemic was waning, when the scamdemic was waning a bit. But Florida said, you know what, screw it, we're opening. And they opened up, and I was down there, and I got to tell you, I think I told you at the time, it was so amazing. It was like, whoa, this is what freedom, you would have thought that we had never been freed before. But coming off of this nonsense of lockdowns and mask mandates and people coming up to you, put your mask on in the airport, all these Gestapo that think that they now own you because you don't have a mask on your face. They have the right to come up and tell you something. I want to slap the living daylights out of most of them. No, out of all of them. Had a kid tell me that on the plane. He ended up getting kicked out, can't fly Southwest. But I told him, I said, we get off this airport property, you and me are going at it. Because you won't have nearly the amount of vitriol that you have now when somebody's ready to confront you. It's easy to do when there's air marshals and all this other stuff around. You know nobody's going to put hands on you. But you get off this property, and it's going to be you and me. He was very fortunate that day because I was not in the mood. Anyway, the woman says, I want to thank you, Don Lemon. Thank you so much. And of course, she's being sarcastic because she knows exactly what this guy stands for. He's a hypocrite. She says, I hope you guys enjoy it. You can enjoy it. Thank you for exposing everything because we love you in Florida. And of course, she's completely being sarcastic. He's coming to Florida to do what he can't even do in his own crap hole city, which just got rid of a mayor, put in a new mayor, and you know what they did? They gave that dude holy absolute hell. They said, mask mandates, New Yorkers, he was surrounded by police, and luckily he was. New Yorkers were so mad, as they should be. Anyway, I think what Governor DeSantis should do is he should, number one, say you can't come to Florida because you're a carrier of a disease. And here's how we're going to spot the disease. One, if you're a registered Democrat, you can't come to Florida. Wouldn't that be cool? Talk about turning the state red. If you're a registered Democrat, you can't come. Number two, if you are a member of the Lincoln Project and you're a pedophile and a so-called Republican, a rhino, and you voted for Biden, you can't come to Florida. How about that? What about if you got vaccinated and you are a super spreader? You can't come to Florida. See, because the vaccine doesn't work and you are actually not only have the possibility of getting the disease, you are give a bigger chance of people getting it from you. So, no, you can't come. Then I think what he should do, Governor DeSantis, is he sets up a commission, and all they do is they go spy. If you want to come to Florida, you got to have a visa, and that visa, let's call it a passport, a non-vax passport, non-Democrat, non-voted for Biden, non-vax passport. And he then checks to see if you've ever said anything negative about him and the vaccine or the non-vaccinated on social media. That should be the litmus test for getting into his state. Here's what I'll tell you, and this is just my own personal thing. There used to be a time when I wanted to travel to California. I love going there. One of my best friends is there. He passed away, sadly. But one of my best friends is there. I still have lots of friends there. My wife's family's from there. I love California. But the politics became so overbearing that I no longer love it. I don't even like it. There's nothing to get me to go. If you say, Kevin, we can go do this in California, I'm like, well, why don't we just go to Texas or why don't we go to Florida? Let me put it to you another way. And maybe, I don't know if you have this feeling. I have burned out. It's like at the NFL. I don't miss it. The NBA. I don't miss it. Shopping at Target. I haven't been to Target since they started the transgender nonsense. I don't miss it. I think this is a wonderful thing. I think that I don't know how you feel. It's becoming easier and easier for me to do it. Now, my wife, she's different. She's like, I just can't stop watching the show because, Kevin, you don't like the actors or whatever. You know what? That's okay, babe. I get it. We're not of the same cloth. Now, I'm okay with that. She's her own woman. But I no longer go for it. We've got a lot to talk about. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Don Lemon walking around maskless in Florida. All happy. Free. Woohoo! In a state where DeSantis, that's obviously conservative now, right? It's got a conservative Republican governor. They can't feel, we don't cotton too well with your type down here with the LGBT, WTFQ. Yeah. Anyway, glad you guys are with me, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That lady, we played a clip a second ago with this lady that saw Don Lemon and his boyfriend or his, you know, whatever, significant other. I don't call them husbands and wives because they can't be married, but his significant other. And they get up quickly when this lady's getting them on video. They're, oh, shoot, they got us on video without our mask on, hanging out with the sodomites. Glad you guys are with me. By the way, that when they get exposed, the like I said before, children are afraid of the dark, leftists are afraid of the light. Don Lemon was when he gets exposed and he knows it's hypocritical. It got him on tape. He gets up and they walk away like, oh, nothing. When in Rome. The only reason why we have our mask on off is because the other people do. No, you can wear your mask everywhere. You can wear your little I got the shot sticker wherever you go. But he's not doing it. Because he can't wait to sense that freedom. See, this is why I tell you, they're disingenuous liars, is what these people are, these media types. They're liars. I'm going to talk to you about another liar. Mark Cuban, the NBA, the NFL, all these what they call them, virtue signalers, they're nothing but liars. They don't live anywhere close to the light. Yeah, let me tell you something. Do you think Mark Cuban is walking around wearing a mask when there's no cameras on, when he's with his friends, and he's concerned about coronavirus, COVID, a.k.a. Wu Flu, China virus, Kung Flu? No. But he wanted his fans to have to wear masks when they came to the games. You believe that? It was mandatory. So they backed down. Remember when the NBA supported BLM, put it on the basketball courts? We support Black Lives Matter, man. And then what happened? Attendance dropped. The average attendance in NBA games across the spectrum in part of 2020 and 2021 was less than 1,000 people. Less than 1,000 people across the board. Oh, Kevin, it was all COVID. No, some of it was, yeah. Well, they aren't letting people into the stadiums. It's true. But even when they opened the door, some of these games had 3, 4, 5,000 people. 6,000 max. Stadiums that hold 19 to 20,000 folks. Anyway, in their typical woke fashion, the NBA said they were going to wage a battle to protect the vaxxed. Yeah, the super spreaders deserve protection from the non-vaxxed pure bloods like myself, at least in Dallas, Texas. And you can bet, folks, this was Mark Cuban's idea, because he is one of these guys that I used to respect this dude to such a level, and I'm so glad. I'm just telling you right now, I have to reserve my respect. Late September, the Mavs announced that fans would have to pass a Wu Flu test. They would be required to provide either proof of vaccination or have a negative Wu Flu test in order to attend the Dallas Mavericks home games. And I think the test had to be like within 7 days of the game. Can you believe? I mean, it's one thing to jump through hoops because you're trying to do your job, but to go out for where you spend your entertainment dollar, Mark Cuban says, I'm going to dictate. And I could see him with that little smug, you know, chin up in the air. Our fans are required to be vaccinated. Yeah, that's what we do. Some of these guys have money, but they don't have a modicum of sense. Anyway, they're six games into this season, and they changed their mind. They updated their attendance requirements. Thus, the majority of fans will no longer be required to provide proof of vaccination or a negative Wu Flu test to attend home games. And here's what they said in a statement. They wrote this. The Mavericks, in conjunction with the NBA, announced today that beginning November 15th, fans seated beyond 15 feet of the court will no longer need to complete a fan health survey. A fan health survey. Did it again. I mean, this is violation of OSHA. This is a violation of all kinds of stuff. But they don't care. These same fans will no longer need to submit proof of a negative COVID-19 test or full vaccination status within, get this, 48 hours. I said a week. 48 hours. So I ask you, why the change? Capitalism. That's the reason. And I gave you the numbers. So you can go to Statista.com. You can look up these different numbers. Now, let me just say right now, the NBA appears to have rebounded. There's hardly a team in the league that's got less than 80% attendance. And there's probably six teams in the league that have 100% attendance. I looked it up. But I also noted this. It's a bit of a lost leader. Don't believe it. The teams are selling their tickets at nothing. I mean, you can get really decent seats at a ball game these days for $10. And the longer you wait, the better it is. Because when they can't fill those seats, they're just giving them away. They want attendance so bad. There are new sites that popped up that will tell you, if you buy your tickets in advance, you're probably going to pay more. Wait until these people know they don't have any stands and there's any butts in the seat. And then, boom, they're just, here, get a ticket, get a ticket. Everybody gets a ticket. They're giving tickets to homeless people. They're giving tickets to illegals. They're giving tickets to anybody. Illegals are like, ¿qué es eso? It's ball game. Ball game-o. ¿Qué es eso? No comprendo. Yeah, anyway, here. Go in there. Go in there. This is hysterical. So all these attendance numbers drop down. I told you, during the time of COVID, the Mavs had an average attendance in the 2021 regular season, home attendance, 2,899 per game. The overall average attendance in the NBA was at 893. Now, as I said, it was a Wu Flu year. They have an excuse. But these people are now having to pack the stats to make it look like they're selling out games. Well, Cuban found out what everybody else knows. If you're going to try to make people do stuff, we can move with our own feet and our money, our wallets, and we can move to go do something that we want to do that doesn't require that. And I'm going to tell you right now, if I were running a business, I would tell people, look, we care about your safety as much as anybody else. The only difference is we're going to let you decide. We're not requiring masks. If you're sick, we know you'll stay home. You know, we're going to just run it the way we did everything else. We're going to take it back to real normal. And that those businesses that adopt that attitude, I promise you, they're going to do phenomenal.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is cracking down on ransomware attacks.
These attacks have targeted our critical infrastructure, law enforcement agencies, hospitals, schools, municipalities, and businesses of all sizes.
During a news briefing, AG Merrick Garland saying a Ukrainian man has been indicted and arrested for a series of ransomware attacks on U.S. targets. The United States will try to extradite the suspect from Poland. $60 million in ransomware payments have also been seized. Travis Scott is giving out refunds to those who attended his Southeast Texas festival where 8 people died. Multiple reports say the rapper will make sure everyone who bought tickets to Astroworld in Houston gets their money back. Scott also not appearing at a festival in Vegas this weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Biden administration is confident their vaccine mandates will stand up in court.
White House officials expressing confidence that the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for private businesses will be upheld.
The president and the administration wouldn't have put these requirements in place if they didn't think that they were appropriate and necessary, and the administration is certainly prepared to defend them.
U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy on ABC's This Week. Senior White House advisor Cedric Richmond telling Fox News Sunday the administration and the mandate standing on solid legal ground.
OSHA's job is to protect workers. We've lost 750,000 Americans due to this pandemic, 13,000 a day, and people should be able to go to work in a safe environment.
The court in issuing a temporary stay on the mandate asserts there may be constitutional issues with the requirement. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The president welcoming the NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks to the White House on Monday. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How rude of me to ask you, or not ask you, how was your weekend? Welcome back, everybody, or welcome, if you're just getting here. Anyway, I hope you guys had a good weekend. I hope you had some time to reflect and recharge the batteries, to do whatever it takes for you to get through what usually becomes your work week. I know there are people that work on the weekends. One of my staffers, she works on the weekends in the medical profession. That's the only 2 days she works. She's got 5 days off. What a great week, right? Except kills your weekends. But if you're the type of person that celebrates time as it goes along and you don't live for the weekend, you remember that song? Living it up, oh yeah, Friday night. Well, you should be celebrating every day like it's a weekend, honestly. Because I couldn't survive that way. My days are so jacked up. It depends on when I'm speaking or what I'm doing. You know, if I'm speaking in the middle of the week, it feels like a weekend. And then my weekends would get killed anyway because my kid was playing travel ball until he broke his hand. So it was like, whoa. Anyway, glad you guys are here. I happen to hang out with the Gov of Florida, DeSantis. We were at the same table, the top table, at a Goldwater event where he spoke and I spoke. I got to tell you, man, this guy makes a case to for everybody to leave Utopia and go to the new country of Florida. Wow, has he done some things there to make you just go, I think I want to go there. If it didn't have humidity, I tell you what, I think the entire country would be in Florida right now. And it used to be the bragging rights that were Texas. You know, woohoo, look at Texas. And being a Texas kid, I didn't think you could get any better. Then you got a governor out down there who really gives a crap. So, you know, got to tell you, I was very impressed with him. So were many other people. And I did okay. I think what's funny about when you do events by Goldwater, and I asked the vice president of Goldwater, I said, hey, look, what do you want me to deliver here? I'll give you what you want. She says, Kevin, open full barrels. So I blasted him, gave him a little bit of a taste of, you know, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Yeah, so I think people had a good time. I had a good time seeing people that I knew, a few people, and then there were quite a few people there who'd never heard of me. And so, you know, you always are happy to get to put your work out there to people. And what's funny is when you're delivering a comedic sort of a performance that's got a message underneath it, you hope they get the message. And I'm going to tell you, these people were so quick on the laughs that I knew they got it right away. And one guy, more than one, but I remember one guy in particular, he came up to me and he said, I mean, they were all excited after I performed, and he comes up to me and he says, man, he goes, you know, I really like how you made it seem funny, but it was really deep stuff. And I said, man, you had me at hello. Because that's exactly what I want to do. I will tell you this. Two people came up to me. You think I'm lying? Two people came up to me and said, that was the most fun, most laughs I've had in a long time. Oh, one lady said since she watched Ron White, who's a tater salad, if you know who he is, Ron. But she also said, and here's what was the compliment that I loved the most. She says, you're better than Dave Chappelle. And I was like, wow, I don't know that I'd go that far because I don't really measure that way. But I will tell you this. What I liked about it was she got it. You could tell she understood that beneath the humor was the real message. And that's what I wanted to convey. So anyway, it was a great event, and I'm glad Goldwater allowed me to do that. And what's funny about it is it was centered around all the things we talk about on the show, where we talk about things like critical race theory, and we're under attack with vaccine mandates, and all these different things. And it, quite frankly, it just fit my speech perfectly because I'm attacking all this craziness, this racial tension that shouldn't exist, this cancel culture that shouldn't exist. How are we dealing with this type of stuff? You know, where, I mean, you can't even live regular life. And a couple of guys walked up to me and they were like, you know, this whole race thing, you know, it was funny because after I give a performance, it's like white people come to me like, do make bread, you know, make bread from, you know, or what is it, fish from bread and water from wine from water. They come up like so refreshed and freed. And it cracks me up because I think to myself, you don't need me to give you permission to not be mad about being white, you know. But if when you do it, they're just blown away that, you know, you're right. Why can't I just be this way? And they want to just come up and I'm a sounding board, which is fine. I'm happy to be that. And these are, I mean, I got to tell you, what a crowd. Vince Vaughn's dad was there. You know what Vince is going to look like when he gets older, because he looked like his dad and his stepmom and a lot of other folks. And I'm telling you, these are well-heeled people. They have lived. I mean, we're not talking about 30-year-olds. We're not talking Gen X, Gen Zs or whatever, millennials. We're talking about learned people who have been through life. They've run companies. And I mean, I talked to business owners and obviously a bunch of trophy wives. And you just think to yourself, you know, how can you be so accomplished and still have this reservation about who you are? And a good example, and this is not maybe not as good as what I'm thinking about with respect to Goldwater, but Vanderpump. If you know who she is, she runs a bunch of restaurants, but she's got a TV show. I think it's called Vanderpump Rules. And she chimed in on minimum wage, and she didn't chime in a bad way. She chimed in, quite frankly, in a very sane way about minimum wage. And she gets jumped. And here's what the article says. The reality star expressed that she hoped to delay the vote on minimum wage, quote, until restaurants can get back on their feet during this deadly pandemic. So many have gone out of business. Now, what they're going to do is they want to raise the minimum wage from $15 an hour to like $17 and something an hour in Hollywood. And she says, hold on a second. We got restaurants that are struggling because they're just coming out of this scamdemic and they're trying to get their sea legs again. And you're already putting pressure on them to do something. She's like, we can't do this. She says, they got debt. They may not survive. And you're already putting economic pressure on them. She said she wanted West Hollywood, which is where she is, to consider, quote, restructuring the minimum wage pay scale so that certain categories of tipped employees are not considered in the same class as non-tipped. She claimed that tipped employees often make $500 a night and they make over $100,000 a year compared to employees who rely solely on minimum wage. So she's saying Don't give the people that are making 500 bucks a night and 100 grand a year a 20% or what, I don't know what it ends up being, but whatever that percentage raise ends up being, don't give them that. How about we rethink it? How about we look at, look at her, man. They jumped this woman. This is very common sense, a question, and she's persona non grata. So the ordinance, they say, is going to begin January 1st, 2022 for hotel workers and July 1st, 2022 for all other workers. And they said MIT estimates that the living wage in L.A. without kids is $19.35 an hour. So now we are calculating the living wage, what it takes for you to live. Now, what's funny about that is, I mean, look, it's MIT, and you can tell me, Kevin, MIT knows what they're doing. Maybe so. But let me tell you what a livable wage is. If you are in a time of plenty, you gain weight. When you don't have as much money, you lose weight. There are things you do when money is abundant that you don't do when it's not. I'll give you an example. I rode on ball tires many times in my car for quite a while. I'm not recommending it. It's certainly not safe, but it's things that you do. You figure out ways to cut corners when it's not a time of plenty. What these people want to do is they never want people to struggle. They think they can put a moratorium on struggle. I don't care what the minimum wage is. I promise you, people are still going to drive on ball tires. You're still going to not try to pay their whatever the automobiles fees and the taxes and all the other things that the onerous government puts on them, because that is the way they live. It's more of a, you know, the way you do things than it is what the government can mandate. And okay, it's $19.35 an hour today. What are we going to do? We're going to calculate the livable wage in every place in the country so we can satisfy some liberal's wet dream? This is insane. God, these people need to wake up. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Leftists are lunatics, but they're fun to watch. I used to say to people all the time, leftism, watching leftists is like going to the zoo. And you appreciate the animals, but you're really glad many of them are behind cages. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I don't even know if you're going to believe this story. This almost seems spoofy. The people who will kill unborn babies for sport are going after Chris Pratt for a comment that he made about his newborn baby, or I don't know if the baby's been born yet or whatever. We'll figure it out together. But here's a story. It's from Page Six. Chris Pratt is being called cringe and vile for praising his wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger, for giving him a, quote, healthy daughter. Given that his son with ex Anna Faris, Jack, has suffered serious health issues over the years. So first of all, let's just stop there for a second and let me tell you this. If Chris Pratt's previous wife, Anna Faris, had had a healthy child, would we be saying anything about this? Probably not. But Chris Pratt said what parents have been saying for hundreds of years after the birth of a child. I'm just happy the baby's healthy. I was happy to see they had all their fingers and toes, etc. These aren't cruel people. Look, I've got four sons. After every one of them was born, I was like, ooh, glad he's okay. Glad he's healthy. That's not to say that you would have, you know, said, oh, well, let's do something crazy here because he's not healthy. And I go back to what I said earlier. It's these abortionists that are the ones that will get after you for saying, whew, glad my kid was healthy. Because, see, here's the thing. If a child is born and it is unhealthy, if it's got some sort of an ailment, you know what conservative parents do? They suck it up. I have a couple of friends that have children who are developmentally delayed in one form or another. One son has Asperger's. One couple's daughter I think she's got Down syndrome. Another one's daughter has Asperger's, or she's just slow. I don't know if she's got Asperger's, but she's definitely slow. And I've watched these people have to deal with their kids where the kids will not quit crying. They can't get them to come out of something, or they're stuck in a routine. You know, like Rayman, they got to watch Jeopardy at 3 o'clock. They got to, no matter what. If they don't, and I've watched them deal with it. And I will tell you, the biggest hearts on the planet, I tell people all the time, you may look at this as, oh my gosh, boy, this is horrible. I got a child that's got this or that. They are gifts from God, and they end up teaching you something about yourself. They teach you patience, long-suffering. They teach you forbearance. They teach you persistence. They teach you love. So, yeah, would you want a child to be born with some sort of a disability? The answer is probably no. I don't know of any parent that ever said, man, I hope my child is born with, you know, kind of just off. Yeah, it'd be cool. Or I hope my kid has a leg that's shorter than the other or whatever. Or they're born with, you know, three arms. Said no parent ever. You know what the human form looks like. You want your kid to be born healthy. But you can't even say that in this time of wokeness. Because people want to jump you. Oh, look at him wanting a healthy baby. And these are the people that would kill a baby on the dining room, the birthing table, during birth. They certainly would kill a baby. Let a leftist know that their kid has got Down syndrome or likely will have Asperger's or will have some sort of a heart condition or whatever. Man, it's like putting down a dog. But they want to be outraged. Vile and cringe for praising his wife because she had a healthy baby. Look, he wasn't saying to Anna Faris, well, you know, I finally got myself a good wife here that can have healthy babies. He was saying, I'm really grateful that whatever life she's living, it gave me a healthy baby. Look, I don't know whether Anna Faris, she's on Mom, she plays a drug addict. I don't know if she is or she isn't. Maybe that was Chris Pratt's way of saying, you know what, my previous relationship, this girl I was with, she took a lot of drugs. She drank during the pregnancy. I don't know. I don't know any history. I'm not trying to say I do. But maybe he's making a distinction. But he's not blaming the kid. And he apparently is still a good father. He's taking care of the kid. It isn't like he kicked him to the curb. Because had he kicked him to the curb, maybe they'd be appreciative. I never hear these people complaining about the dudes that are kicking their kids to the curb that have 5, 6, 10, 13, whatever number of women by X number of baby mamas. I never hear them talking about them. This is a dude that appears to be taking care of his kid. Again, I don't know. Go do the research. But knowing Chris Pratt, the dude I think he's a conservative. I'm pretty sure most people agree with this. Most of the things I've read about this guy, he's got a firm belief in God, blah, blah, blah. I think he's a conservative. He's like, what's his name? Oh, man, I can see his face. Was in the Lincoln Lawyer, that dude. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, he's like him. He wears his religion on his sleeve. So they jump Pratt for this comment. Here's what the Post said. He captioned this. It was a picture of him and his wife. And he says, "She's given me an amazing life, a gorgeous, healthy daughter. She chews so loudly that sometimes I put in my earbuds to drown it out, but that's love." It's a fun comment. No harm, no foul. But the woke generation has got to make something about it. See, this is the problem with leftism. Leftism will look for things to be mad about. There is nothing. Look, I'm gonna put it out there to the people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. If you heard a guy or a woman say, "You know, I was just happy my baby was born healthy," would you be like, "Look at you, I'm trying to be something. Why don't you go take one of them defective babies like everybody else get?" I mean, because that's essentially what leftists are trying to imply, is that, you know, there's a bunch of defective babies out there, and all of them's babies of color or something. They want to make this out to be some, you know, epidemic, and as we all know, the biggest existential threat to mankind. That next to Guatemalan midgets. And so we got to respond. He wants a healthy baby. That pretentious conservative. I wonder what they would have said if it had been Alec Baldwin who said he wanted a healthy baby. Speaking of which, Alec Baldwin still has not been charged with a crime that I'm aware of. And I said the penalty for Alec Baldwin should be Donald Trump gets to go on Saturday Night Live and reenact Baldwin shooting up his cast. That would be fun to watch. Anyway, back to Chris Pratt. Here's what the comments were. "I love Chris Pratt, but the healthy daughter part made me wince," one person tweeted. "Although he may not admit it as an insult, it sort of came off that way. Imagine how that will make his son feel if he ever reads it." So it sort of came off that way. I don't think he meant it that way. So those things don't matter. Wait a minute. Unless it's Hillary Clinton. Then what? It doesn't matter, right? Her intent. There's no way to know her intent. Here's another one. "Chris Pratt has a kid with Anna Faris who suffered a cerebral hemorrhage during birth and now has slight physical disabilities because of it. But he made sure to write healthy daughter here. Chris Pratt is a ick." I'll just do that. Okay, he's an ick. The irony. Chris Pratt raising a child with disabilities that leftists would have gleefully killed had they known about it. And the implications that he should not be grateful for a healthy child. It's not a comparison, for the record. It isn't a comparison of his new daughter to his old son. See, that's the way leftists think. Out with the old and with the new. They're telling you who they're about, what they're about. See, they're upset that he's thanking people for the healthy daughter because that's exactly what they would be doing. And they would have already tossed this other boy. They would, you know, let me just tell you how it would have gone down. They would have killed this boy who had the disability and then milked it for all it was worth. "Oh my God, I lost my son. That is a terrible thing to lose my son. But now I've got this healthy little baby girl that more than makes up for what God took away from me or whoever it is."
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.